Welcome to Into Bloom, the podcast about everything going on at Bloom Baptist Church, where we exist to love God, grow together, and serve others. Whether you're a longtime member or interested in visiting for the first time, this is the place to learn everything about Bloom Baptist. Join our host Tyler Zweidorf and producer Jules Schieferstein as they interview leaders and members from Bloom and explore the different ministries of the church and what it means to be a part of Bloom Baptist. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to the Into Bloom podcast. I am Tyler, and sitting across from me is your producer, Jules. And sitting next to me is a man who is the maple syrup king of this fine church, and a man whose basement I've spent plenty of time in as a child, hanging out with his son, and mostly breaking printers. It is Ben Johnson.
Afternoon, Tyler.
Afternoon. All righty. So we are here to talk a little bit more about our Life Quest groups, and Ben is the leader of what color is your Life Quest group again?
I think we're green.
Green. All right. We are Life Quest green. So just as kind of kicking off our Life Quest, in your own words, I guess, what would you define Life Quest as?
Well, I think at a kind of a high level, you kind of look at it as like a Sunday school, if you will, but I would say we kind of now treat Life Quest at Bloom anyway as a little bit more of kind of a group experience, if you will, right? We still kind of have the same attributes and goals that you might be used to in an adult Sunday school here, but we take that a little bit further, and I think also just try to focus on each other and just kind of our community at large.
Now for you guys with Life Quest Green, how does that kind of a broader version of a Sunday school group and doing more outside of that, what does that look like for your guys' group? What sort of events or things do you guys do?
So as everybody knows, schedules can be pretty tight. And so it is kind of difficult even to arrive during a holiday season to try to find a time when people could get together. That said, we do try to have at least a couple times a year, maybe even a third if we can find a time that works for everybody, where we just get together, have a meal. We've done things from like going bowling and pizza. This past year, we got together and had a kind of pizza potluck, but also did the cornhole stuff that we had going on in the gym. So we do that. And we also, over the past, have done different kind of ministries together. The Foundations Dinner Soup kitchen effort down in Lancaster. For multiple years there, we would each take a turn and go and serve there. And we also still participate in gathering food for that. And we've done some backpack drives and different things. So it's not like we're getting together a ton, but we do make it a priority to at least multiple times throughout the year doing stuff together.
With that, what is a typical, obviously that's kind of the stuff you guys are doing to grow community. What's kind of the typical look on a Sunday morning? What are you guys?
Well, so we are maybe perhaps a slightly different that we don't use any outside material. So I've been doing this group for 8 to 10 years now, maybe. And when I first started doing it, we consciously made a decision to just use the Bible. Mm-hmm. And that is all that we use. So we do a lot of different book studies. We do topical studies. I also kind of like to do some probing questions, if you will. I won't say deep theological, but we do try to talk about some of the harder questions that can be a little bit difficult sometimes in your walk. And, you know, wherever kind of people want to take it. And I also try to make it a lot less of a teaching thing, if possible, as more of a discussion. So, of course, I'm the one who's probably spent the most time looking at the topic.
Yeah.
And so I'll bring what I find. But I really encourage people's opinions and try to get a lot of involvement. And I think it goes pretty well.
Yeah, I love probing questions. It's my favorite part of doing Bible studies, the hard stuff. There's nothing better to do than that. So obviously you can find most of our Life Quest groups 9:30, and you guys are no different. We can find you at 9:30 in what we would typically consider the youth room as of now, but as the building and stuff continues to hopefully grow here, that room may move for the future. But just, and maybe, you know, like a minute or two, I guess what would kind of like, if somebody's on the fence about whether or not they want to join a LifeQuest group, what's kind of your one or 2 minute pitch for what is a LifeQuest group, and the importance of joining one for not only just a member of Bloom, but a believer just in general?
Well, I think with anything in life, it's comes pretty apparent that it can be very difficult when one is on their own to make a lot of progress in whatever that might be, a trade, skill, education, or whatever. But when you bring people together, like-minded people together, it enhances, right? You can get much more out of two. You can get to like three or four out of two, if you will. And I see that really, I don't believe that it's mandatory for you to be saved, that you have to attend a small group by any means. But I will say that the fellowship that you have, hearing different views, opinions of the scripture, hearing people's weekly life experiences, sharing your burdens with them and vice versa, just really strengthens and helps people. And I just think when you don't have that, it can just make things a lot more difficult. So I would encourage people to, whether it's Bloom or somewhere else, to find a group. It doesn't even have to be directly your age. I mean, we're my groups, if anybody interested, we have people in there late 30s, 40s, up through in the 60s. But then once in a while, we have some guests that come in that are in their teens. We have some that are older than 60. So, you know, it's not just a little group there. But I would encourage anybody to find a group that you can become comfortable with and share your beliefs, ask questions. And you don't even, and also, you know, realize that you don't have all the answers either. Neither do they, but together you guys can make a lot more progress. Kind of that iron sharpens iron.
And yeah, and as far as age groups, you know, Holly and I are part of LifeQuest Gold now, but before then, before we were married, we were part of your guys' group and learned a lot and was able to have great discussions in that group. So absolutely, finding a group that's comfortable and a fit for you. And newsflash for both older and younger is sometimes those groups aren't always directly in your age bracket. Sometimes the group that can grow you the most is something that would normally be out of your comfort zone. So
what I've observed over the years, and I actually miss having you, Holly, Nathan, and that age group in there, because the way you view the world, slightly different. Yeah. The way you ask questions, slightly different. But then also Monica is in our class at times. And her input is invaluable too. And so I think it's really helpful to kind of have that broader scope of life.
Well, that's all I've got. Thank you, Ben, for joining us today and talking about LifeQuest. This is the Into Bloom podcast. I am Tyler Zweidorf saying see you later.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Into Bloom. If you'd like to find out more about Bloom Baptist Church, you can visit our website at bloombaptist.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can join for in-person services at 10:45 a.m. or join us via our live stream on Facebook around 11 a.m. every Sunday. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Into Bloom on wherever you listen to podcasts. And join us next time when new episodes go live every 2 weeks on Thursdays.